This is a podcast about three Jews talking about bullshit and crushing some brews. Don't take too serious our fucked up views. Welcome to Things That Are News. Welcome to Things That Are News.
That kind of worked, actually.
There you go.
What were you going to say?
Aw.
All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Things That Are News. This is episode six. It's the episode that comes after episode five.
Yeah.
This is a show where a couple of guys talk about some news, talk about some stuff. We do some drinking.
Some drinking, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
a little bit, a little bit of drink. What are you drinking? Red wine?
Yeah, red wine, as always.
To my right, it's our sound guy slash producer slash guy who needs a haircut, Bailey. Say hi to the kids.
Hey, kids. I'm happy I can still do this.
That's my least favorite bit.
Yeah.
And I'm Jeff. I'll be your host today, maybe tomorrow. Not next week.
Maybe tomorrow if you want it to be tomorrow. We'd like it if it's tomorrow.
What?
Listen to Things That Are News every day. I mean,
we got
four episodes. You can go back.
Yeah, just go back. And then, but I might not be the host on the episode you listened to last time. Just keep listening to this episode every day. And I will always be the host.
Yeah. Just repeat it.
Just leave it on a perpetual loop.
And then we'll put on new ones where Jeff's the host.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll be the host next week.
Okay.
Maybe you want to be the host next week?
We'll take turns.
Yeah, I'll switch it up.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know, this is a show. We talk about the news. We got some news stories, and then we're going to have a main topic, which this week is sports.
Sports.
You excited to talk about sports?
Yeah, what about sports, though?
We're going to talk about the best sports things we've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. Ever witnessed?
Ever.
Like, in person and on TV, right? Like if we saw it on TVs as well counts?
No.
No?
None of yours count, no.
No, none of mine count.
None of yours count.
Shit.
I definitely saw all of mine in person.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. That's tough competition.
Yeah. We're fucked. Okay. It's going to be like, I saw this Little League game that one time.
This little kid ran into another little kid. Holy fuck.
It was hilarious. It was really good.
I feel like it really impacted the sport of T-ball.
All right, so we're gonna start this off with the news.
News stories, yeah.
First news story this week: Chris is no longer in the podcast. Thoughts? All right, moving on. next news story. You gotta explain this one. I don't know what's.
So there was this hilarious case that had the headline of "Lawyer, Pants on Fire."
All right,
because there was this Miami lawyer that was delivering the defense for his client for an arson charge, and his pants literally caught on fire in court.
How did they catch on fire?
That's the part I don't remember. Do you know how his pants caught fire?
Yeah, I think he had a fucking vape in his pocket.
And the vape exploded?
The vape exploded.
Like, was it an e-cigarette vape? So it was like equally as more douchey?
As opposed to like a weed vape?
Yeah, because at least he was like a hip lawyer with like weed while he was delivering.
I don't know if I'd like a lawyer who smokes weed, you know?
He's just that confident.
He's that confident?
Delivering,
or he just doesn't give a shit about that case.
This is an arson case.
Fuck it, I'm not making partner.
Oh, God. Maybe he's stoked because he got good PR from it, though.
I don't know if that's good PR, dude.
Hey, he's in all of the newspapers. Probably famous in Miami.
I don't believe that whole, like, all publicity is good publicity thing, you know?
Oh, you don't?
No. It's like, aren't you that lawyer whose pants caught on fire?
I mean, if the dancing mom from the Warriors can be famous, we all
can. The dancing mom from the
Warriors? You haven't seen that? The mom who got up on the dance cam, and she's super famous now because she just danced.
What's the dance cam?
At a basketball game.
Oh, there's a dance, like the kiss cam, but for dancing?
Yeah, for dancing. And they put it on a mom, and she bust a move on it. And
oh, like the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like the Warriors, like the movie / video game.
No.
And I'm like, dancing mom from the Warriors.
Yeah, that's a weird combination.
What game did you play?
Oh, God. Feed
game, though.
Okay, so have you had all day breakfast at McDougal's yet?
Not. I haven't had like an afternoon breakfast. I've had breakfast at McDonald's.
But have you had the all-day breakfast at, like a different hour?
Have I had
like
breakfast food at a different... No.
Yeah,
I haven't taken advantage of all-day breakfast.
So
that's the question you're asking.
Yeah.
Have I taken advantage?
You haven't taken advantage of it?
No,
neither have I, and it's sad.
I had McDonald's today, too. I should have got a McGriddle.
The good news story was there was a dude from Vice who tried to eat all-day breakfast for a week, and he would pick one breakfast item, and he would have to eat that breakfast item for every meal of the day. So if it was like McGriddles, it was McGriddles and only McGriddles all day long.
Can you have different variations of the McGriddle?
Well, he had to, because it turns out that the breakfast menu is limited all day. So the slogan for his article was "All day breakfast, all day lies."
Because you only get like certain things.
Yeah, like they didn't have hot cakes or like McGriddles available all day. They only had like egg McMuffins and the easy stuff to make.
Yeah,
yeah. But I think you would literally just explode. Like,
if you have all day breakfast, all day every day,
like just explode from poop.
I don't know. I feel like it's pretty good. It's just like eggs and bread, you know.
And like
it's high in omega threes.
But what's the snossage made out of? It's always creeped me out.
Just a whole lot of nonsense.
Like there's no. It's like ain't hot no dog. Cow in there.
It's like hot dog meat with like a lot of salt. So much salt.
I thought snossage is supposed to be cow. I thought we're getting beef snossage.
Yeah,
I'm getting pork snossage at McDick's.
Why? When did I say it was pork?
Oh, okay.
Where'd you get pork?
I don't know why.
Is it because I said hot dog?
Yeah, because you said hot dog.
Yeah, beef hot dog.
Yeah, all beef hot dogs. Damn it. Okay, I don't know how hot dogs work.
It's not halal.
Yeah, all right. That's not halal enough for you. Speaking of halal, good segue.
Thank you. I was hoping you'd catch on with a good segue.
So, Jeff, did you hear that Nike has new hijab athletes wear? What say you to that?
I think it's pretty great.
Yeah? Do you think it empowers women across the globe?
I mean, not really, because, like, it's not like they're the first. Like, it wasn't like, oh, we couldn't do sports before because Nike wasn't making hijab. No, it's fine. Everyone was doing fine. I mean, fine's a strong term. But, like, they made do.
Yeah, but maybe now that a commercial brand like Nike does it, it's okay to put in the Olympics.
It's in the Olympics. Do you ever see Olympic beach volleyball?
Yeah.
When they have, like, Afghanistan versus Brazil?
And they have the
It's, like,
the
tragically full body hilarious. Suit? Yeah.
Yeah. No,
they got
fair.
The full get-up, and then it's just, like, Brazil with their butts half out.
I know. That's the ridiculous part.
And they're just, like, right beside each other.
The Brazil with their butts half out is far too much, though. That's not sports-worthy attire.
No.
That's not okay. I feel like having...
At least wear, like, short shorts or something.
I know. Like, having your butt out doesn't make you more effective at hitting balls. I mean, in some cases,
it's
pretty
comfy, I guess. I wouldn't know. I don't... never worn attire like
you
that.
You don't hit any balls with your bums out?
No. Not volleyballs.
That's not what you partake in.
That's not what I partake in. I think it's pretty good, though. But it's just like, who cares, you know?
Yeah.
I saw this humorous tweet, though. You can talk about Twitter news.
Twitter news.
This, like, lady just tweeted. She's like, oh, why the fuck did Nike have to do this? I've been using my hijab as an excuse to not run in gym class, like, my whole life.
And now I can't be lazy. That's a good counter. I never thought of that.
Yeah.
No, there's no excuse to, like, not go swimming and shit. It's like, no, here, I got your hijab swimsuit right here.
I mean, I feel like you could just wear, like, a hat, though, right? I don't understand the whole, like, you just...
I mean, I guess technically...
Is it a hair thing? You can't see their hair? I don't understand.
You're not supposed to see, like, the figure of their face or their hair. So that's why, like, a proper hijab goes, like, all across the chin.
Okay. What if you wear, like, a ski mask? Is that okay? What if you're wearing a balaclava?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I guess a balaclava is essentially the same thing.
Yeah, like the what, I don't want to be rude. What's the proper term for the full bodysuit?
I couldn't tell you. I was trying to think of it a second ago.
It starts with a D, but I'm going to say something bad.
I was
going to
say dashiki, but it's not a dashiki.
Yeah, no, dashiki.
Isn't that the African one?
Yeah, it's the African top.
We're very intolerant, aren't we? Bet Chris would know.
Okay, well, the full body veil is like, that's not proper Islam. It's like the hijab is you just need to have the hijab.
Can wear like a pantsuit?
Yeah, and a pantsuit. You can wear a pantsuit and a hijab. Like if you're in Kurdistan, like that's totally cool.
The fuck is Kurdistan? Sounds like a made-up country some guy named Curtis made.
Like those are the people that are fighting ISIS, but Turkey won't recognize as a country.
Also, they're not a country. Turkey doesn't recognize them. I don't recognize them.
Yeah, but Turkey just thinks everyone's terrorists, though.
Do they?
I feel like
I'm not up to date on my Turkey standings. On
they pretty much just have a dictator that just hates everybody around them except
Turkey?
For Israel because they all like America. That's
so Turkey hates everyone but Israel.
Yeah, and then that they both like America, so they're buds.
Yeah. So they're buds. Is it a wealthy nation?
Turkey?
Yeah. Is it like Istanbul?
Yeah, Istanbul is...
Isn't that the capital of Turkey? Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I know geography.
Yeah, I know. They're just like old school country things, but it's like there's not many stable countries in the Middle East, so it's like Turkey is...
I think that's offensive.
Turkey's one of your own. Name
what do you
one,
classify as a stable country?
Like a democratic nation that does not have any civil unrest or civil war.
Name five countries that are like that.
In the Middle East.
Anywhere.
I mean in the Middle East.
Anywhere.
Stable nation without any civil unrest or civil war.
Yeah.
Croatia.
Croatia doesn't have civil unrest?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now you think Croatia has rebels? Mm-hmm. You think Croatia has rebels?
Rebels.
Macedonia.
I'll give you Macedonia.
Belgium.
Alright, I'm done with that.
Sweden.
Sweden's pretty good.
Australia.
Isn't there like crazy shit going down in Sweden right now?
I feel like Donald Trump made that up in the news.
Did he? Did I fall victim to fake news?
I think so. Well,
I see all the memes and all like, that's where all my news comes from.
I think something actually happened, but it all happened because Donald Trump went on the news and said, "And you heard about Sweden. Like that was so bad last night." And then everyone from Sweden went like nothing happened. There was no terrorist attack here yesterday.
And
so he got called out for fake news.
Everything makes sense now. Yeah. He just like threw that out there.
Yeah.
Did so he like mean to say somewhere else?
He's Donald Trump. He never clarified. They just kept on moving.
They just moved forward.
Yeah. Just said there was a terrorist attack in Sweden and no one acknowledged it. Like the Swedish government asked for an official retraction.
Damn.
Yeah.
Did he get one?
No.
Of course not.
No, Sean Spicer's too busy yelling at journalists to write a retraction.
Yeah, Sean Spicer has a shit job, though.
Spicy boy.
I mean, Trump is just, like, the king of fake news, but...
Yeah, well, speaking of Trumpity Trump, we got his inauguration photos. It's a little bit obvious, but the crowds were real tiny. I know, because they got the official photos from the National Park Association, so no one can call fake news.
Why is the National Park Association taking pictures?
Because it's the Washington Park.
What constitutes a national park?
Whatever Donald Trump says.
All right, yeah. This bench that's now a national park. Donald Trump Park.
Donald Trump Park.
Number 37.
That would suck to have to take photos of Donald Trump Park.
It's probably just pictures of him.
Yeah, just Donald, yeah, golfing and shit. Have you seen those golfing photos of Donald Trump?
What? No.
No? They're hilarious. They always Photoshop him beside, like, Obama and stuff because he's got his, like, legs kicked out and just his fat old man ass and his white pants. It's hilarious.
His fat old man ass.
Did you see the news story where some dude said that Get Out is just about Kanye's life?
I mean, it is, though, right?
What do you mean? I really hope it is. Because Get Out is like, it's a thriller / horror movie.
Where thank you.
He does it really well about
this is going way off the rails.
The daughter brings in like a black boyfriend to her white old school family.
Okay.
And it seems like he's just scared because he thinks they're racist.
Yes.
And then ironically, the actor's even Dave Chappelle. And there's a black guy there that's just like in a trance, like completely hypnotized.
The actor's
hypnotized.
Even Dave Chappelle?
Yeah, like the actor's Dave Chappelle that's playing the hypnotized black guy.
Oh, Dave Chappelle's in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
I thought you were like using Dave Chappelle as like an adjective.
Yeah, no. It was...
Like the actor's all Dave Chappelle. I'm like, what does that mean?
I guess I used it in that verbiage. You are right.
In that verbiage.
In that verbiage.
So yeah. No, I know the plot. Thank you.
Oh, you know the plot? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, fuck you then.
Thank you for explaining it to our listeners who don't know the plot.
Okay, well.
But yeah, there's black guys dating a white chick, yeah. And then they go to the parents' house, and then they're like, oh, I've seen the trailer. Yeah. They explain all of that in the trailer.
Yeah, and apparently they're hypnotizing whenever the black boyfriends come in.
Yeah.
And apparently that's what Kim Kardashian's mom's doing to Kanye.
Oh.
Yeah, they just bring in the different black men in the house, and she hypnotizes them and takes all their money.
That's a good
Did it to OJ. Did it to Tyga.
Forgot about OJ.
OJ, Tyga.
Wait, no, that doesn't make sense.
What? She was fucking with OJ during the court case. That's why she was at all the trials.
Oh, yeah.
And like, Chloe is supposed to be OJ's daughter. And then they took Lamar's money, too.
Yeah. He did a lot of crack.
A lot. And then Ray J's money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a long list of rich black dudes.
Yeah, it's a good list.
It's kind of creepy, right?
What if it is?
What if she's a witch?
That article I read was the first one that, like, actually made sense because they quoted legit Kanye lyrics as, like, he was admitting that he met Kim Kardashian and as he was getting involved with her and, like, took his quotes in the news and his lyrics and, like, put them side by side and it was like, oh, God, this is real creepy. Like, through 808s and Heartbreaks and My Dark Twisted Fantasy and on, it was like, oh, God. Get Out really is about Kanye's life.
Get Out's about Kanye's life.
Yeah. Key and Peele had to tell the world.
I mean, it's just Peele.
Oh, it's just Peele?
Yeah.
Oh.
Key has no involvement, to my knowledge.
He's
just tall.
Did you hear about the Uber stuffs? The Uber stuffs. So it turns out that Uber was being real sneaky and snuck in an extra line of code in their programming so that when you ordered an Uber, they would purposely direct their drivers to avoid police officers or inspectors that could ticket them for operating illegally.
Because they're operating illegally? Or yeah. Is this for like in countries where it is illegal, right?
In any city. Whenever the city, if they don't have the policy installed to be able to drive there, then this code is activated.
Damn.
It's like an empirical part of the code built in.
Damn.
Yeah. So, like, if the code goes, okay, it's this city, all right, it's not legal, then follow this. And it just automatically reroutes all the drivers to avoid cops and shit.
That's fucked up. That's so fucked up.
They put geotags in. That's what even gets more creepy, because they put geotags in for the person and connect it to the internet. So, like, they don't even necessarily have to track the person. They just almost put, like, a Google alert on their app. So then if the person signs into, like, their Gmail, then the Uber goes, oh, okay, don't go to where that Gmail is.
How do they know where the cops are?
That's the creepy part. It's like some app that follows their geolocations, through some software.
Does that mean anyone can just find out where all the cops are?
Technically, yeah. Because it's like their radio signals are all digitally connected now, and you can get the locations of those radio signals.
I mean, that's the real story here.
Yeah, yeah. It's the world. Man, you can get anything on the internet now.
I suppose.
It's real creepy.
If you know what you're looking for.
It's real creepy. Real creepy.
I probably couldn't get anything I want. I'm just like, show me videos of giraffes being cute, and that's...
Yeah.
Find it.
Well, that is the real purpose of the internet.
Yeah.
In the end. So I'm going to skip the second last one, because I don't have enough to say, and we're going to...
I feel like you could just not said that. What? Just skip past it.
I
don't need to announce it. Go on to the next one.
I was informing
you. I would have figured it out.
Okay, well.
Thank you.
I like the heartwarming last note that I wanted to emphasize. This is Chance the Rapper. Donating $1 million to Chicago Public School Fund, I guess it would be. What is
Chicago
it?
Chicago Public School Fund.
Did he donate it to, like, the school board? Or did he donate it to an individual school?
I hope it's not to an individual school, because that's, like, way too much money for one school. Right?
I mean, it would be kind of cool, because what if you just made, like, one school really dope at a time? You know what I mean? Like, give one school $1 million and then move on to the next one.
Yeah, but how many $1 million does he have? 14?
Well, hopefully you encourage other people to help, and you don't have to give away all the $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
You get other rich people to come in.
You make one public school rich as fuck, and then, like...
The other ones get jealous?
Yeah.
You get public school fights?
Yeah.
Gang wars?
Imagine, like, football games, and there's just, like, one school is just rich as fuck, they got the nice field and the nice jersey, and you're like, yeah, we just wear, like, t-shirts from home.
Yeah, that's what happened with us in high school.
And it sucked.
Yeah, it did really suck, actually. Yeah.
Until, but imagine not on a much larger scale.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank God Rob Ford gave us money in high school.
Rob Ford didn't. R.I.P. Rob
Who was
Ford.
It? Who was it? Was it Rob Ford?
I don't know what you're talking about. I was just going along.
No, some guy gave us money in high school.
Oh, so. Yeah, no, that was way smaller than Rob Ford. That was just like some dude, wasn't it?
Oh, I thought it was legitimately Rob Ford.
But it was
a city councilor of some sort.
Was it Paul Ainslie?
It could have been Paul Ainslie.
I'm going with Paul Ainslie.
Okay, I don't know.
Do you know who Paul Ainslie is?
No, I have no idea.
Nobody does.
Wait, who is Paul Ainslie? Please enlighten me. You just know that name?
No, I just made it up.
Oh, okay. Fuck Paul Ainslie.
He's the...
Fuck him.
The councilman or something. Anywho, what do you got to say about Chance? You think it's good?
I think it's fantastic.
You think it's a terrible rap name?
I think he has a good rap name. I just hate that, like, everyone's going to copy it now, and everyone's going to be, like, the rapper and the singer and this and that. Like, it's a really bad name for copying. Like Lil Wayne. Like, Lil Wayne started a new generation of dumb names.
Yeah.
Like, Chance the Rapper is going to start a new generation of dumb names. I'm really concerned about that. I already saw some guy named Daniel the Rapper, and I was like, no, this is like, you know, this isn't okay.
Is his name Chance?
His name is Chancellor. So it, like, makes sense.
I don't like that. That's a bad name.
That,
well, what you want a politics?
His dad is was Obama's campaign manager.
That's worse. So he's like in politics. He named his kid Chancellor.
Yeah,
I don't like that one bit.
I know, it's really odd, right? It's kind of creepy, especially when it's like you're a Democratic politician. You name your son Chancellor.
Why does that have to do with
it? Isn't a Chancellor like kind of like an emperor? Or do I not know how chancellors work?
I guess it's like an emperor. I just know it from Star Wars, to be honest.
I know it from Star Wars and Prussia.
And Prussia.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking. I'm done with Chance the Rapper. All right, we're going to move on to our next segment where we talk about our main topic.
Our main topic? What's a main topic?
I think we already said it, but we're going to talk about the best sports thing you've ever witnessed.
I've ever witnessed?
Live or on TV. TV counts.
TV counts. Awesome.
But you can't, like a YouTube video doesn't count.
No, YouTube videos doesn't count?
No.
No? Fine. All right. Then there goes, like, half my list ever.
Yeah?
Yeah. There was actually a lot I was going to count. I was like, no, I just saw that on YouTube. I shouldn't.
Just looking stuff up and be like, oh, that was cool for the first time me seeing it.
Yeah.
Remember that time I saw that yesterday? That was pretty good.
I technically saw it at one point.
No, you gotta see, like, you can see, like, the next day. Like, that's fine.
Okay.
But, like, seeing it, like, yeah, this thing happened in, like, 1964. That was the best sport. Yeah, no, that doesn't count.
Okay,
you can't feel the I mean, you can, but you'd be wrong.
I don't know about you, but I saw the Thrilla in Manila the other day.
That's on my list. What?
It was pretty fucking tight, though.
That's a good fight.
Good old. Was that,
anywho.
Was that Joe Frazier, though, for realsies? Joe Frazier and
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. Mr. Ali?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, let's continue. I just need to make sure I was right.
I think it's Joe Frazier. I know it's Muhammad Ali.
I know it's Ali, but
I think it's Joe Frazier.
Okay.
Is it Rumbling Joe Frazier?
I think so.
Bumbling Joe Frazier.
No, it's Rumbling.
Tumbling Joe Frazier. Nah, it's Tumbling. So yeah, for this what's it called?
What?
Bit? Segment.
Main for subject.
This, for this segment. We're going to talk about sports. We're going to say each one.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about one, and we're going to take a break, and we're going to talk about another one. That's two.
That's two.
And we're going to take a break.
So two, then break.
And then the third one.
Third, and then no break.
And then you can go home.
Okay, all right.
We'll have like a long,
then we all get out of here.
We'll have like a week-long break.
Okay, sounds good. Week-long break.
And then I'm going to tell you why mine was better.
Okay. I can handle that.
And our listeners will.
After the week-long break.
Yeah, after the week-long break.
Okay.
I mean, I might text you about it.
All right, okay. Yeah, fuck. We'll text the listeners if they want.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. Email.
Email
us your phone numbers.
Things that are news at Shimala.
Please. Please.
I'll text you.
Please. We desperately want your love.
No, we got lots of emails this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was anyone's name Pamela?
I can't tell you. I don't want to spoil anything.
Oh, jeez.
For the emails this week. Anywho.
Okay.
What's your first sports thing?
My first sports thing is I feel real special. This is the first time we actually both have notes. So we're
I know. I typed mine, so I think I win. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It looks really professional, like copy and pasted from Wikipedia. That's why all three are different fonts.
Oh, Jesus. That's not professional at all. At least I took three different sets of notes and refined them and put them into speaking points.
Yeah,
so,
just copy and paste it from
on that note,
yeah, just fucking do your thing.
Anderson Silva in UFC, Anderson Silva in UFC 168, when he broke his leg on that dude, left leg, sure. Left then, yeah, I'm 100%.
Did you write down left leg?
No, I didn't write down left leg, but I'm willing to bet on left leg because I actually read the shit on this one.
And you read that it was the left leg.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I did. I saw it too. I saw some photos.
Did you watch a YouTube video about it yesterday?
I didn't watch some YouTube videos, no. I just saw the photos.
Wait, so you only saw photos about this one?
Oh, no, I saw it in person. Like, and I saw it on the TV. I saw it on the TVs.
You saw it on
TVs when it happened.
On the pay-per-views.
Yeah, but I didn't know, like, the reason I picked it as a notable sports event, I saw it on the TVs, is because it was, like, impactful. It was the changing of the guard for the UFC. It was, like, showing that, like, Anderson Silva and that whole old generation was kind of moving out and was becoming a more popularized and open sport. And also, like, until McGregor came around and got all boasty, it kind of killed the bragginess of the UFC for a good little time there.
What about GSP's French bragginess?
Yeah, but that was before. That he retired much before Silva broke his leg.
I'm the best.
I had to see that, but I was so humble and quiet. Like,
nobody can defeat me.
Anderson Silva was dancing around, and then he broke his leg, and everyone made fun of him for bragging and breaking your leg, so
yeah.
No one else really did it for a minute.
Yeah, because that's probably like a bad omen, you know?
It's a real bad
omen.
That
leg checked real bad.
So then I even saw, because then he came back in 2013 against Nate Diaz and got his ass whooped, and everyone blamed it on him having a bad leg. It's no longer the spider. You can't be the spider with only 7 legs. Spider's got 8 legs, pal.
Spiders do have 8 legs here.
But he actually, like, broke both his tibia and fibula, and that would fucking suck. Like,
yeah.
Breaking both of them?
No, it looked brutal. Yeah, like a rubber band for a shin.
I didn't know that, because you usually don't break both at once. It's like
hard kick. Shows how hard he can kick, though, you know?
I mean, actually, exactly. Like, if you kick your leg so hard you break your own leg? Ugh.
Yeah.
And that,
just drink more milk.
More milk?
Milk.
Do you think... Well, he's Brazilian? Brazilian, right?
Yeah.
Do you think Brazilians drink enough milk in their diet?
I don't know. I'm trying to not be racist.
Like, what if milk's just not a thing to Anderson Silva?
Milk's not a thing in Brazil is what you're...
Well, it could be a thing in Brazil, but maybe not where Anderson Silva is from,
like,
in Brazil.
He might have goat milk, which is the same.
Just because we just watched Cash Cab, and it's goat's milk is the most popular type of milk in the world.
Yeah, especially in Brazil.
Especially in
Does
Brazil.
Does coconut milk count?
No, that's not real milk. It's not real milk.
What about chocolate milk?
I guess... It depends if it came from the Easter Bunny or not, Jeff. Only if it came from the Easter Bunny.
The Easter Bunny doesn't make chocolate milk.
Have you seen the Nesquik Bunny?
Okay.
At least that's how I thought it was made.
Okay, you have chocolate milk. Without powder. Do you think they make chocolate milk out of goat's milk?
Probably, and it probably tastes fucking gross. Like, imagine, like, traditional chocolate milk with, like, goat's milk and, like, cocoa powder. Like, not even sweetened chocolate. Whole fuck, it'd be disgusting.
You ever had goat's milk?
No.
It's better.
I'm not gonna bullshit, no.
It's better.
Yeah, is your professional opinion the goat's milk is better?
It's better.
Why?
I can tell by looking at it.
Fuck off. What's your sports story?
Oh, I thought you were gonna say what's my favorite milk.
No, get out of here.
I like strawberry milk. But... my sports story.
Not that you cared.
it's going off. Maybe we shouldn't drink before the episode, but anyway.
I think we're doing okay.
Yeah, still early. My sports story is, do you recall Super Bowl X11?
Bunch of letters in a row.
In, what's that? 77. That's too high. What's X?
X is
50?
30.
In 2000.
It's either 30 or 10.
I think it's 47. I think it's 48. I'm going with Super Bowl 48 in 2008. That sounds about right.
It does sound about right,
yeah,
though, actually.
We're like 50-something right now.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I got it. 2008, okay. Super Bowl 48.
Yeah.
And it rhymes. That's rhyme. It's 8. New England Patriots, undefeated going into the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Unheard of.
Yeah.
I mean, it was heard of like once, but who cares?
Yeah, fuck them.
Your boys, the New York Giants.
New York Giants.
Trailing 14-10.
Led by who, though? Who led the New York Giants?
Me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was it stumbling, fumbling Eli?
Stumbling, fumbling Eli. Fucking mouth-breathing Eli.
Yeah, sorry. It's just such a chubby chubster. Like, he doesn't look like he's meant to be a football
no,
player.
No, he just looks like he walked into the wrong room. And
he just gets really good at throwing
just
a ball.
Just faking until he makes it. You ever seen that dude take a tackle? Not graceful.
No.
He always gets grass stuck in his helmet. Every time. Every time.
I'll just always remember the time I was just watching him make a run one time, like a QB sneak. I was like, this motherfucker better not trip. And he tripped and fumbled like that exact time I said it. It was like, this is ridiculous.
That is not my favorite sports moment. That is a good one.
So sorry. Continue.
Anywho,
yeah.
3rd and 5. They're losing 14-10 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Manning throws up fucking bomb of a Hail Mary. 33-yard catch. David Tyree on his helmet.
On his helmet?
Just fucking tips of the fingers.
Right.
Suction cup fingers it to the top of his head. Giants win. Fuck the Pats.
Was it one hand? Was that the
no,
one
hand
hands. On the helmet? It was two hands?
It was like two hands, but like behind his head.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the other one, like, one was like this last year.
No, that was notable. I remember like the NFL Network for Mad Time was just like, I swear, for 3 years after. It was
yeah,
the greatest catch ever. Like,
yeah, they keep calling it the greatest catch ever.
Until Odell Beckham Jr. came into the picture.
Yeah, that dude got huge.
Changed the game.
Yeah, but it's all about timing, you know?
No, but that
fucking
was...
Fucking perfect Patriots.
Yeah, and
you know they won this year. Fuck them.
Fuck them. I can't believe they made that comeback, though.
Yeah, that should be on the list. That was a good comeback.
I feel like that defeats the purpose of the list if we're naming something from this year.
That happened like last year.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's why we're doing the list. Because that was a great moment.
Oh, yeah, though. Yeah, there you go. That's it. That's it. Just in commemoration.
In commemoration of that
good
great
old
moment.
Giving Tom Brady some more fame.
Can we talk about how weird Eli is?
How else can we elaborate on how
so
weird he
weird.
Is other than stumbling and fumbling?
Stumbling and fumbling, Eli. Like,
doesn't he have more rings than Peyton?
Yeah.
That's so fucked up.
And he's got two and Peyton has one, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. No, Peyton has two and... Yeah, no, Peyton has one. Yeah, because he only got one with Denver.
He only got one.
He never got one with the Colts, did he?
Yeah.
God damn. That's scary.
Yeah, and Eli's got two.
Oh, God.
And Eli's not good.
Yeah, no.
Like, I don't know how that guy won two Super Bowls.
He's clutch somehow every time,
somehow.
Though.
Like,
it's intimidating. It's just like he dicks around, and all of a sudden he's like, oh, I'm fucking up. Like, oh, I got to throw this football.
I feel like he's just, like, the luckiest man in the world. Like, he got, like, a genie wish, and it was like, I wish I was, like, as good as my brother at football. That was his genie wish.
It just saves his genie for the fourth quarter of every game.
Yeah, no, because it's like... Not like it's a genie wish. It's not like
so if it's called Deflategate for finding out that like Tom Brady's deflating footballs, what do you call it for like finding out that Eli Manning was using a genie?
Genie schemey?
Yeah, genie schemes.
Genie schemes.
Genie schemies.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a good title.
What's that TV show that genie in it?
Oh,
I Dream of Genie? There's a pun in there somewhere.
Yeah, I Dream of Genie.
I Dream of Schemey.
Eli Schemey's the genies?
Yeah, I don't know. What's moving on.
Are we doing quick fire? What are we doing? Oh, throw random ones?
Quick fire what?
I don't know why I said quick fire.
What are we talking?
I threw quick fire out because I looked at our news stories.
And you're like, quick fire.
I just said quick fire. All right.
Question for you.
Question for
What's the best press conference you've ever seen?
What's the best press conference I've ever seen?
Sports press conference. Not like Sean Spicer.
The one. That's hard to beat Spicy Boy.
Spicy Boy. The Spice Girls.
The one where Marshawn Lynch sat there and said, like, I'm only here so I get paid.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, that was like my favorite. It's just him just straight up, like, I'm only here so I get paid.
What about practice?
Oh, you're talking about practice?
Talking about
that's,
practice?
That's your favorite?
We're not talking about the game.
We're talking about practice.
Talking about practice?
Practice.
What is that voice?
That's my squeaky voice.
Is that?
I can't do that tone of squeaky voice necessary for that invitation. So all right. Just bust
what out. About, what are other good ones? What about when Jake Delhomme cried?
Why did Jake Delhomme cry?
Because they fucking kicked him off the Panthers for being garbage. They put fucking Matt Moore as head coach.
And he cried at a press conference?
I think I'm the only person who cares about this. But
I know. You were the only person that cared about the Panthers before Cam Newton.
Yeah, before Cam Newton. Back when they had, like, a shitty white quarterback.
Yeah.
It was Jake Delhomme, and they, like, fucking... What's it? They just released him? What's the term? They just, like, fired him?
Yeah, release.
They just, like, released him off his contract, and they had, like, a press conference, and he was just fucking bawling his eyes out. And it made me, like, not like the Panthers.
Well, because he had potential for a little bit.
And he almost won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then...
He made it to the Super Bowl.
And then that was it,
and he had one bad season. He
simmered real hard.
And they, like, put in the backup, and the backup was doing good, so they're like, all right, enough of you.
Yeah, get out of here, Del Homie.
Yeah.
Del Homie.
Yeah, it was real sad. And he, like, played for the fucking Browns or something. You don't want to play for the Browns.
No one wants to play for the Browns. No. It's a cursed town. Cleveland is just a cursed town. Unless you're LeBron James. Because he's magical.
Yeah.
Otherwise, no one wants to go to Cleveland. It's where Rock goes to die.
What?
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Oh,
yeah, that's a good bet. Yeah. It's where Rock goes to die.
Yeah. It's a really sad old...
What are other good ones?
Terrell Owens crying.
It's my quarterback.
He's my quarterback, Tony Romo. I fondle his balls every time he throws them.
Football definitely is like the best press conferences, though, right?
Oh, yeah, because they're just so high emotion.
Wait, you ever see a baseball press conference?
Yeah, no, actually.
Yeah, nobody has. Nobody watches that. Nobody cares. You just watch like 4 hours of a baseball game. No one's sticking around. Like, all right, let's just leave. Like,
I feel like they all have time to do their interviews during the baseball game. Like, if they
do.
Just stand in the fucking dugout and do it with them.
They just know. They like stand like almost on the field. They're just like standing there.
Yeah.
And they're like, so it's a good game. It's like, yeah, we're winning like 8-1. Like, I'll talk to you after. He's like, nah, I got a thing after this. So I'm gonna wrap this up.
I hate the hockey interviews. It's like, not only are they hockey bros, like, they're interviewing them just as they're coming off the ice.
Yeah.
Like, they're all...
Like, the in-between period interviews, like, those are the worst.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And it's always just gibberish.
Because I'm not trying to say they're all dumb, but it's like, they're already not the most...
dumb.
Yeah, they're not the most intelligent people. And you're just thinking about hockey. Like, it's not in his vocabulary to explain to you in adjectives what's going down.
They'll be like, oh, so you're like, you're down 2-1. Like, what are you going to do? It's like, well, we got to adjust, and our forecheck needs to compensate for what we're doing, and the back check will follow through, and we just got to put on more pressure and back up what we got going on in the back end, and then I think we'll power through, and we'll come through with a W. And I'm like, what the fuck did that dude just say?
I just laugh because it's like, in his head, he just wants to go, all Jim's got to do is fucking pass it to me.
Just
like,
fucking pass it to me, Mario.
I just want to take the goddamn shot. And that's all he wants to say to the girl.
Yeah.
Like, that's all, the whole time I'm thinking, like.
Yeah, it's a good team effort. We win together, we lose together, but then we tried real hard, and sometimes the puck just doesn't bounce the way you want it to, and we'll come back and we'll get him next time.
Lot of us.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah, feel like my team skated a lot and real hard. They gave it their all, and you know, sometimes all the passes just don't make it. We'll make them next time.
That was a bad one.
But that's how I feel, that they stumble through it half the time. That's why it's like ridiculous.
Yeah. You sound like Barney from the Flintstones.
Yeah, well, you never heard a hockey player that sounds like Barney?
What cartoon character would have the best sports press conference?
The dog from Hanna-Barbera, not the one that's Scooby-Doo, like the one that goes. Really creepy dog. The really creepy dog.
The blue
from
one.
Barbara. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know his name. How the fuck do you pull that out? The creepy blue dog.
A cartoon character would be the best sports interview.
Yeah. If you're a sports broadcaster and you're like, you get to interview one sports version of a cartoon character. And you can't pick the Pink Panther because that one's mine.
Zoidberg.
Zoidberg's always a good pick.
I feel like the interview wouldn't end. Flanders.
That's a bad pick.
It'd be funny.
No, that's a bad pick.
You wouldn't like Flanders.
Do a Flanders interview for me. Can you do Flanders?
I can't do a Flanders.
I'm asking you.
I can't do a Flanders.
What sport does Ned Flanders play?
Flanders?
Yeah.
Like... golf or tennis.
I'll do tennis. You don't do a golf interview.
Tennis?
Yeah.
Tennis?
All right, Ned. So that first match didn't go.
Ned.
You're Ned, yeah.
Oh, I'm terrible at Ned impressions.
So the first match didn't go so well. What do you got to do to come up and win the next match, Ned? Yeah, you can't do it because fucking Ned.
All right, diddly-doo. You got to hit the ball back. make sure it's inside a diddly little line. Diddly. That's the only thing I know how to do for that.
Inside the diddly.
Get inside that diddly.
You won me over.
Yeah, okay, see? There you go.
I need to take a break.
Yeah, just believe in Jesus.
You've upset me.
Believe in Jesus.
Is it because he wears a green sweater?
No, it's because of his whatever mustache. Quite Tom honestly. Selleck. Tom Selleck mustache.
It's Tom Selleck mustache.
Tom Selleck mustache. You don't think he's Flanders?
You say you want to fuck Flanders? Like,
no.
Is that what you're getting at?
Are you implying that I want to fuck Tom Selleck in the first
You don't
place?
Want to fuck Tom Selleck?
No, I don't want to fuck Tom Selleck. Let's just walk away there.
All right.
We'll be back in a bit.
If you were to fuck one person with a mustache, it'd be Tom Selleck, though, right? All right, we're going to take a break. And we're back.
Hey.
Did you have a good break?
Oh, I had a great break.
That was a good break.
Yeah, I got my ass whooped in some FIFA.
Yeah, fuck job.
Made me so sad. Not happy with it. Too many header goals.
Yeah, fuck job.
I know, it's not fair.
Because sports. Yeah, speaking sports. Of sports, what is the second best sports thing you've ever seen?
What's the second best sports thing you've ever seen? You got to add some more delivery to it, Jeff. Come on.
Should I try again?
Go again.
Take two?
Yeah, give me your radio voice.
What's the second best sports thing you've ever seen? How's that?
Ooh, that's real motivating.
Was that good?
Oh, yeah. So my best sports thing.
No, I don't. Just.
No, my best sports thing.
Second best sports thing.
Is the second was Marshawn Lynch's Beast Mode run against the New Orleans Saints. When, like, you remember the, hold my dick, like that time? That time.
The hold my dick time?
Yeah, the hold my dick time. Remember seeing that live on TV. And not only was it, like, a well-executed run, it was like he just fucked everyone up right after.
Beast mode.
Yeah, like, the whole team did good, and then he just topped it all off with just being a badass. And, like, in terms of nerdy sportsness, it was like, I think he brought the focus back to running backs. Like, everything was all wide receivery, and then everyone was like, oh, shit, Marshawn Lynch.
Oh, shit, Marshawn Lynch can just put the team on his back, though.
Yeah, if you can put your team on your back, though, you got a good running back,
though. Gotta get a running back, though.
It was like a 67-yard run. Did you know that?
I did, yeah.
Oh, thank damn. You had that memorized?
Yeah.
I did. What match was it within the 2014 playoffs? Like, what round was it?
Do you
have
trivia questions prepared for me?
Yeah, I just want to see if you can get it. Because it's just a football and it's a relevant one.
It was, like, the one after the wild card.
You're really close.
Is it the wild card?
It's the wild card.
I thought it was the wild card.
I was very surprised, though. I didn't expect that.
There's, like, four options, and it wasn't the championship.
I do have a fun fact, though.
Okay.
I have a fun fact. Did you know that the cheering after that run was so loud that it registered as a magnitude 1 earthquake? Like, it registered as an earthquake because Marshawn Lynch is so badass.
Cool, man.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Cool.
He caused an earthquake, bro. How many people can say they caused an earthquake?
43.
43?
43 people can say they've caused an earthquake.
Is one of them Hercules?
One of them is Hercules, yes.
Okay, then.
But there's 42 other ones.
That's a whole hole we shouldn't go down.
The Hercules hole?
Talked about milk too much. You want to talk about how many people caused earthquakes?
Yeah.
Hitler fit in that list?
No, Hitler never caused earthquakes.
Hitler never made earthquakes?
No. He wishes. Mussolini, though.
Mussolini.
Earthquakes.
Yeah, well, he's pretty fat, so.
That's not nice.
That was very. I'm not fat shaming anyone. I'm just saying Mussolini was fat as well as big boned and full of ego, so it all came together to make earthquakes.
It's pleasantly plump.
Pleasantly plump and earthquake worthy.
Thick.
Mussolini, the earthquake machine.
He was thick.
What was your best sports thing?
Oh, yeah. I thought I went first.
My best sports thing is Jose Bautista's bat flip.
That's pretty G, though. The bat flip.
That's like one of the most baller things I've ever seen. It's also like the most recent one. But like, yeah, that's just like the biggest like slap in the dick, you know?
But do you...
I like a good old slap in the dick.
Like, do we... Everyone likes a good old slap in the dick from time to time, but... Do you think that slap in the dick was heard throughout the baseball league or just here in Toronto? Like, is it as impactful to people who aren't Torontonians?
Well, obviously not as impactful.
But, like, you think everyone was like, oh, shit, Bautista did that bat flip?
There was a lot of memes on the internet.
Yeah,
I told you, all of these are based on memes.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, Drake did use them as the feature for his song cover when he shat on Meek Mill.
Yeah.
Back to back.
Back to back.
Back to back.
I mean, that was Joe Carter, but...
Oh, he used Joe Carter for that cover? I thought he used... Oh, no, he used Joe Carter. Fuck, that was the whole point.
That's the whole fucking
Joe Carter point. Beat them in the playoffs, and yeah. Okay.
Back to back.
Yeah. Back to back.
Trivia fact. What part of the playoffs was that bat flip in?
It was the semifinals for whatever the fuck we're in. I wanted to call it the AFC.
You're called like the American League?
Yeah. It was like the semifinals of the American League.
What do you mean the semi? Like not like the American League Championship.
Yeah.
Like the yeah. No, it was the American League Championship.
It was the American League Championship? Damn. Okay. I should have gone
the American League Divisional Series.
Yeah, I felt like I was wrong, so I guess myself.
You might be right.
I think you are right.
Who's to say? I'm not good at my own trivia facts. Easier trivia fact.
Easier trivia. Okay, let's go.
Who is it against?
I should know this, too. Rangers.
The what Rangers?
Texas Rangers. All right. Is that right?
Yeah, you got it.
Hey, yeah.
What is the name of the park where the Rangers play?
Oh, that I'm not.
What city in Texas are the Rangers from? What was the name of the pitcher?
Dallas. They're Dallas. They're Dallas.
No.
Really?
No.
Houston.
No.
Austin?
Closer.
Then fuck, I don't
Arlington.
Know. Really? I mean, I guess there's teams in every other city, so it's fair.
There's
the Houston Texans, and there's the Dallas Cowboys, right?
Yeah.
So then you put the baseball team in Arlington.
Arlington.
Arlington ain't got shit.
Arlington ain't got shit.
Right?
That's fair.
I don't know what I was going to say, so I just stuttered for no reason.
What are we talking about? The bat flip. Yeah, no, that was dope. You want to know why it was dope?
Why, though? Yeah, like, what did impact did it have on the baseballs?
All right, the whole thing, everyone talks shit, the baseball's like a boring sport. There's no, like, passion in it. You're just, like, smacking balls and, like, running around bases.
Yeah.
That's, like, the most emotional moment in, like, baseball, you know?
When you flip bats?
When you flip. No, he didn't just flip a bat. He, like threw it away like a bag of garbage, you know?
It was after he got a home run, right?
A three-run home run. To take the lead. In the American League Divisional Series.
So do you think that's like an iconic image for the Jays for years to come?
That's like the next Joe Carter, you know? It's not as big, obviously, but like...
It's the closest thing we've had in
Yeah,
more
yeah, like
than
that
decade.
Joe Carter, like, fucking airplane and about.
Yeah. Did he do the airplane as he ran?
Yeah.
Oh, that's badass.
Not like he didn't, like... It's just arms were spread. He wasn't like, meow, like he didn't.
In his little... Is he Cuban or Colombian? Or Dominican, sorry, not Colombian.
Somewhere about that.
Okay.
Colored.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Joe Carter?
Isn't it like a bunch of baseball players are Dominican or some shit?
A whole lot of Dominicans, a whole lot of Cubans.
Yeah.
It's a lot of Cubans. A lot of Dominicans.
And then I thought there was Cubans, because it was one of the only ways they could get in the States.
Yeah, there's a whole
for
lot
professional
of
sports.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that's why it was a big...
A lot of Guatemalans.
Really?
Probably.
Guatemalans playing baseball. I thought soccer was like a Guatemala thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know
a lot of Haitians.
Haitians? Haitians play baseball? I feel like Haitians are too busy surviving to play baseball. No disrespect. It's just Haitians pretty rough.
Well, yeah, Haiti. But it didn't used to be.
didn't used to be, and so they played baseball before?
Yeah, like there's no new
I mean, that's really ignorant of me, because aren't the Dominican Republic and Haiti on, like, literally the same island?
I couldn't tell you.
I'm pretty sure.
I want to go with yes.
I'm pretty sure the Dominican and Haiti share the same
island. They share the same island, yeah.
Yeah, so then, yeah, there's probably a bunch of people in Haiti that play baseball.
Yeah, probably a bunch of people
that
play baseball.
Oh, well, thanks to Christopher Columbus. Teaching them baseball. That's what he did. When he first he came to the New World, he taught the natives baseball, and then we pillaged them and stole their spices. Trade-off.
Yeah.
Spices for baseball.
And now they're bat tossing.
Living the American dream.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jose.
Thank you, Jose.
You really did change my life. So, do you got a question for me, Jeffy? What else is
Oh, notable? My next question?
Yeah.
Because I have a question for everything.
None. Well, yeah.
What are you trying to say?
I thought...
Who would win in a fight, a lion or a tiger?
Or a bear? Oh, my.
Don't be condescending, you fucking cock. I asked you a question. Lion or tiger?
A tiger.
Why?
So they're more diverse. Lions are like...
What?
A tiger meets more, like, environmental hazards. Like, meets more random things while he's just prowling about. Like, a lion is, like, the dude chills, takes care of, like, his homies and his ladies. And then the ladies go out hunting. So it's like...
So you're going with tiger?
Yeah, tiger does it all. I got tiger.
You got tiger?
I got tiger.
Yeah, that's a good pick. Next question.
Yeah?
What are the worst... sport celebrations you've ever seen?
I don't know. The Ocho Cinco's old celebrations in the day were pretty cheesy. But worst, I didn't like when everyone was doing the Dougie as a football celebration.
Oh, I didn't like that
and I feel
all.
Like that didn't fit in.
The cool you know what Dougie. I hate? You know fucking, you know Victor Cruz is?
Victor Cruz, the cha-cha?
Yeah, he did the salsa dance every time he got a touchdown.
And then that became a thing.
They, like, played salsa music every time he scored a touchdown.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, ugh. I hated that.
What was the worst one you ever...
That's probably the salsa dancing
one. Salsa dance?
Anything Terrell Owens did?
I don't get the Cam Newton when he puts both his hands on his chest and, like, rips it open.
Do you not get it?
Is he trying to say he's Superman?
Yeah, he's Superman. Yeah.
Okay. My whole life, I've been like, the fuck
Your whole
doing?
Life?
Yeah, my whole life, it's like, just what is Cam Newton doing?
Yeah, no, he's Superman.
Okay, that's actually that's pretty badass.
Yeah, no, I like that. All the quarterback ones are usually pretty good. Like, Drew Brees is pretty good.
They have a long time.
I like Aaron Rodgers.
What's Aaron Rodgers?
He does the belt.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the belt's pretty good.
I feel like they have a long time to think about it, though, because the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And they don't get many touchdowns, so.
What? No, they get just as many. They get more.
When they're running?
Not running. They do, like.
Oh, when he just celebrates him for completing. Yeah. That's not his hip. So Aaron Rodgers just has the belt whenever he completes a pass?
No, whenever he like throws a touchdown.
No, that's not as cool.
That's what Cam Newton does, it?
No, he does a Superman when he like dives and runs.
No,
and...
he does it when he throws one, too.
Oh. Then the Superman loses my respect.
Yeah?
Yeah, a little bit.
What about the Lambo Leap? Do you like the Lambo Leap?
I mean, it's a classic, but I
Do
hate
you like
when...
dunking the uprights?
Dunking the uprights is okay. I just hate when guys try to do it when they're too tiny. Like you gotta accept it. You can't dunk.
What about that time that Argos player tried to like spike the ball and hit himself in the nuts?
I don't know that.
You don't know
I
that?
Don't know that. No.
I'm gonna show you that after.
Okay.
He like
be spectacular.
He scored a touchdown. He like went to spike the ball and it hit him in the dick, and he stumbled into like. The other like team's player, and then he just like pushed him on the ground, and it was just like the most defeated anyone's ever
he
looked.
Just panicked, stumbled over, and hit the other guy.
Yeah, because he hit himself in the dick and just like almost fell, and like stumbled into a guy and just got shoved to the ground.
You remember that time that it was like the Argos, and they had the other team did a field goal, and then they caught it, and then they punted it, and then the other team caught it, and then they punted it, and then they punted it back.
CML makes no sense.
I was real confused at how that was legal. Like, yeah. The whole time, everyone was like, how the fuck is this football?
And that was like
football?
The end of the game, too. That was like to win the game.
Yeah, and they just kept kicking it back and forth. Yeah. It's like, when did this change to rugby? I was watching football.
Because you can just punt it at any time.
Yeah, it doesn't help that you can fit a whole goddamn team in a CFL end zone. So everyone's going to catch the ball. Yeah, you're gonna have
but you can kick it out of the end zone, and that's a point for some reason.
It's fucking ridiculous.
And it was like tie game or something.
I really hate that.
So they're trying to get that fucking end zone punt point.
Do you know how many times that fucking rule dicked me over in high school? I hated that.
It's the dumbest fucking rule.
Just kick it out the back, bro. It's like, oh, no, suck my dick.
It's a fucking stupid rule. I don't like it. That's probably the worst rule.
It's like if you got like a half point every time you iced it in hockey.
Yeah, I don't like it'd be like if you got a point for like just being stupid, you know?
Yeah, good call. You're dumb. 3 points for the other team. Fuck them. We got the new Super Bowl champs.
Yeah.
These guys are real dumb.
What's the worst rule you can think of in a sport?
Oh, shit. The worst rule.
Worst rule. Is it the 1 point thing?
The 1 point thing is pretty dumb, but there's got to be something more dumb in, like, tennis or something. Like,
in tennis? There's no, like,
I don't know. I just associate tennis with snobbiness.
Tennis is, like, pretty basic sport. Baseball probably got some dumb shit.
Well, it's probably something to do with, like, tucking in your shirt for baseball.
Yeah, you can get some...
A lot of money?
You're not allowed to touch your dick.
Yeah, I know. You're not allowed to touch your dick in any sport.
I couldn't do it.
I know you can't. That's a fucking problem right there, yeah. Palio. Yeah.
That's why I never made it to the big leagues, you know? Never made it to the show. My dad was just sat me down. I was like, I got to level with you. Like, you got the skills. You got the attitude, but you're real handsy down there.
Coach K came in one day. I like you, son. You just touch your dick too much. You could have been the best if you could have just toned it down.
Wait till you're on the bench, then touch your dick all you want. Just standing on first base, just going to town.
You see Kobe touching his nuts? No. Jesus Christ. Well, how did we get there?
The dick touching? Yeah. That's a dumb rule. I don't like it. Let the man touch his dick, you know?
You think Todd Bertuzzi touched his dick before he beat the fuck out of that guy?
Jeez. Probably afterwards while thinking about it, but...
Yeah. Bashing the dude's head into the ice and touching his balls.
Just fucking almost killed the dude.
What was it over, too, though? What was it over? Why did he bash the dude's head in the ice?
I don't know. Like, tiny dick problems? I don't...
Just got... Oh, fuck, that guy's got a bigger dick than me.
Float something?
Starts hammering.
Matt, no.
It wasn't Claude Giroux or some
not
shit.
Claude Giroux. There's other Claudes.
That's the only Claude.
I think it's Matt something.
It's the only Claude that matters to me, pal.
It's Claude Giroux?
Yeah. What other Claude do you know that's notable? Name me one Claude that you care about.
That one.
Okay, that's a very... I know that Claude.
That's a good Claude.
That guy?
Oh,
I know him very well.
Don't burp right into the microphone.
You already did.
I turned.
You turned a little bit?
Yeah, I turned.
Okay.
It's fine.
Oh, I'll replace the burps with Simpson does.
With diddlies?
Diddlies. There you go, with diddlies.
Diddly.
Todd
Bertuzzi touching his dick? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. Or Michael Vick.
Touching his dick?
Touching his dick to dogs.
God damn, dude. Like, what? We need to have a serious conversation.
What? You're not okay with just...
Your taboo topics.
You don't like the taboo topics? Yeah, you don't want to talk about Michael Vick?
Not to, well, touching his dick to, like, fucking dogs he murdered.
It's all in good Justin, but for realsie, what about that Michael Vick character?
What about that Michael Vick
character? What do you think of him?
It's all right. It's pretty quick. He's got weak knees.
Weak knees? Is he still... Who does he play for? He's like backup for what now?
It's probably the backup for the Browns or something.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you.
Really? I thought you watched more football than me.
No, I do, but you watch like none, so...
Yeah, exactly. Fair enough.
We're not equipped to talk about sports, are we?
We're equipped to
talk... What was the last sports game you watched?
I watched the UFC, like...
That doesn't count.
3 weeks ago.
It's not a sport.
My mom had curling on the other day.
That counts. That counts. All right, you win.
Yeah, see, there you go. I watched a basketball game like a week ago.
A basketball game?
And I watched a Raptors game. I still don't like it that much. I'm trying to come to terms with it. I'm just
with basketball?
Yeah. Just can't get down with it. It's just back and forth and back and forth. And
yeah.
I mean, I have ADD, but I can't pay attention to it.
I'll watch like the last like couple minutes of any basketball game. Actually, no, it's the worst because it takes like fucking 40 minutes.
That's why, yeah.
To call all the timeouts. It's just all about free throws. It's just they go into the double bonus. I don't. Why is there multiple bonuses? That's the worst rule. What's the double bonus? What's like fouling out in basketball? I don't understand.
It's like I had to scorekeep in high school. It's kind of dumb. Yeah, it's just that they.
You keep track of like the fouls, right?
Yeah, and then you keep track of the fouls, and then when you get three fouls, then your fouls are worth double. And then once you get six fouls, you're actually out of the game.
But what's like, there's like the bonus where it's like any foul anywhere is automatically a free throw.
Because then once the guy is out of the game, once that guy hits a certain cap on his foul numbers, which I think is five, then everyone, it's like double jeopardy.
It's double jeopardy.
And everyone else gets double penalties for their fouls because he was being such an asshole.
You just, like, ruined it for everyone?
Yeah, so it's, like, to encourage that, like, the one guy. So you don't have, like, a hockey enforcer is what it's supposed to discourage.
Yeah, because it fucks over, like, the whole team.
Yeah, because if one guy could suck up all the fouls, then you would have an enforcer.
Name one.
What, in hockey?
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know. I don't know enforcers. I just know how it works.
What about that Cloud guy?
Cloud? Isn't there an actual enforcer with the name Cloud
guy? Yeah, probably.
I feel like there
is. What about Todd Bertuzzi? Is he an enforcer or is he just a piece of shit?
I thought he was just like a normal defenseman until he freaked out.
He's just a piece of shit.
He played again after for a little bit?
Yeah, a couple years later.
I couldn't believe that he got back in.
He took a couple years.
Couldn't believe that he bothered.
Right? Like, just call it, dude. Yeah, like, just let it go. I mean, I guess you don't want that to be like your last.
And you see his son got banned from playing Junior A as well for beating some guy up, too?
That's a bad fucking gene pool.
Yeah, just anger. Ridden with anger. Head to ice bashing anger.
Yeah, we'll do you.
It's real sad. Real sad.
We gonna take another break?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's take another break. Yeah. I need to do some more drinking.
Yeah, drinking.
And we're gonna come back. We're gonna talk about the best sports thing you ever saw.
The best.
The best.
The best.
Mine doesn't involve dicks. Is yours?
No. Duh, I didn't say yes. No dicks.
No dicks. No, like, dicks. Did you check?
Yeah, I had to make sure. Some, if there's dicks, I write like a dick warning at the top of my page.
Dick warning? Yeah, it's a good call. All right, we'll be back. And we're back.
Hey.
It's getting pretty late. We gotta wrap this up. Sports are good.
Sports are good. Yeah, man. I'm talking about the last most best sports thing I saw on TV,
or in person.
In person. I didn't see any of these in person.
My last one I saw in person.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay. Oh,
maybe.
Well, I hope you did.
We'll find out.
Okay.
All right.
So mine's a deep cut. I got a real deep cut. We're going to make all the European people happy here. All
right.
Because we're referring to the football.
The football.
The football, a.k.a. the soccer.
With a U?
Yeah, the football.
Football?
Football. But the Euro Cup in 2004. You remember that?
I recall.
Yeah. Back with all our Toronto people going nuts because of all the Portuguese.
All the Portuguese.
So it was 2004. It was a long year for the
Paint
Greeks.
Paint a picture for me.
2004. It was a long year for the Greek soccer team. They've been trying for literally decades to actually
literally
be recognized.
Decades.
1984 and 1990 was the last time that they even got into the Euro Cup. No wins in any single game. And they make it to the 2004 Euro Cup after being nobodies. And it turns out that they win the whole shebang. But the thing was, it was like hella dramatic. Like in the semifinals, they won in a minute of overtime. Like there was added time on the overtime, which was controversial as it is. Like I thought it was bullshit. They scored the goal and it was just random. And then the finals was also just another exact, like it was the last minute of the game. Dude made a really good cross. Guy got the header in. And it was the first time that, like, a smaller European nation won it. But for me, it was also the first time I went, like, yeah, FIFA might be a little rigged. Like, this is kind of
suspicious.
Yeah. So it was, like, my first eye-opening moment as a kid of, like, professional sports might be a little sketchy here. So it was like impactful of like a really good sports moment and an impactful of like an eye-opening way. So definitely Greece winning the Euro Cup 2004, that was like a notable-ass moment for me.
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. Deep cut. Soccer fan.
I don't know if that's like a deep cut.
I wanted to know, for realsies, football. Though, is that like, am I alone in remembering that? Other people remember that?
No. You refreshed my, like, it wasn't like a thing that I like dwelt on. Oh, yeah, I remember when Greece won the Euro Cup. Because I don't really care about the Euro Cup, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, the World Cup I'll watch.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like watching, like, the fucking Pan Am Games. Like, I don't care about the Pan Am Games.
Yeah, it's very true. It's very true. I always thought about that. Like, what do you think happened to all the Greek guys on that soccer team now? Like, especially with them in, like, the state the country's
state
in
the
now.
The country's in?
There's no way those guys are even rich anymore.
No, I doubt they were rich then.
Exactly. So they're probably just normal Greek dudes.
Yeah, they're just regular dudes.
Real pissed because they can only take out $60 a day.
Yeah.
How whack would that be if you could only take out $60 a day? Would you be able to get by?
Take out $60 every day?
That's like your withdrawal limit for the day.
You could take out $60 every day. Yeah, I could live off that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You wouldn't get cheese?
$1,800 a month. You can live off $1,800 a month.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you could. But then you have to withdraw $60.
You
have
to go to the fucking bank every day.
Every day.
To get out your
and
$60.
So is everybody else, right?
Yes, there's lines.
That's like half the pain. So is everybody else. That's what my boy was telling me about it. It's like, that's the biggest issue of it. It's not necessarily the withdrawal limit. It's the fact that everyone has the withdrawal limit.
But can you, like, buy stuff not with cash? I don't understand. Like, do I have to pay my rent with that money as well?
Yeah. You have to pay, like, just money in general. Like, everyone. Like, not just private banks. Like, everyone has a withdrawal limit.
Of $60 a day.
It doesn't matter how rich you are. It doesn't matter how poor you are. You can only take out $60.
That's fucked, dude.
Yeah.
That's one of the people who have, like, just, like, don't trust banks or just, like, living the good life. It's, like, stockpiles of cash in their house. I'm like, yeah, I made the right choice.
Yeah, I did okay.
I did okay.
The paranoid grandpa that fought in Nam is actually the right one here.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, I don't think anyone in Greece fought in Nam, but...
I guarantee there's a good 500 people.
500 people who live in Greece that fought in Nam.
Yeah.
In the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
Between America and Vietnam.
Someone probably dragged some Greeks in there.
Stop fucking dropping shit.
It's just sliding off my knee.
I thought you were just dropping wine all over the place again.
No.
Yeah, enough of Greece. No one cares about your fucking Euro
Fuck
Cup.
Fuck them.
Mine is also about football.
Football.
But it's about the more important football. It's about the World Cup. The 2006 World Cup. Do you recall the 2006 World Cup?
Briefly. Who? That was Germany? France?
No.
Belgium?
No.
Netherlands?
No.
Then I don't know.
Italy?
Oh, fuck. I would have put Portugal next on the list, I'm not going
to
lie.
Yeah, so. You would have never got to Italy.
Yeah, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have.
So
what did Italy do?
The 2006 World Cup. I don't know if you remember Zinedine Zidane.
I do.
And when he headbutted the shit out of that dude?
Oh, yeah.
That's the 2006 World Cup. And it's probably my favorite sports moment ever.
I also love that you said you found them all for memes, because I'm pretty sure that Zidane video was like the original meme.
Yeah,
like next to the guy that sang that electronic song, the fat guy.
Yeah,
it was definitely the Zidane headbutts.
Yeah, they made him like Super Saiyan and shit.
Super Saiyan and hitting the guy into the some Bin Laden hole and all those creepy things. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
these are all, like, pretty solid memes, you know?
But so what happened to Zidane after he had butted the guy?
He retired.
Just retired?
Yeah, no one ever heard from him ever again.
Never again.
Because it was, like, a whole thing. You know the whole story?
No, please.
So, basically,
I would love to hear.
There's Zinedine Zidane, and then the guy who got headbutted is Marco Materazzi.
Mm-hmm.
Probably pronouncing that wrong. Might be Materazzi. Who's to say? But, so they're being like whiny little soccer guys, and they're like shoving each other.
Yeah.
And then Zidane turns to him and is like, if you want my shirt so bad, I'll give it to you after the game. And the guy's like, because he's like pulling on his shirt. So then the guy just responds like, I prefer the whore that is your sister.
Oh, the French.
The Italian.
The Italians?
The Italian guy said that.
So, but wouldn't he have said it to Zidane in French? What language do you think he said it to
in him? In English.
In English? Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going with English. Because I feel like the French guy doesn't know Italian. The Italian guy doesn't know French. But we both know a little bit of English.
Yeah. So that's why it sounds...
Because, like, I prefer the whore that is your sister. That's, like, mm-hmm. some broken Italian guy English.
Yeah. It's, like, trying to structure English when you don't know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then he just turns and pa-bam, headbutts him.
Headbutts him. Did he break his nose?
I don't know.
He didn't break his nose. Fine. Fine. I guess you don't know the real details.
I feel like it
here.
Went to the dome. It didn't go to the nose. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. He kind of
headbutted it because it didn't.
Right in the
he's
temple.
He's got some height on him.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He headbutted down. That, wait, no, didn't he headbutt him in the chest? Yeah, he headbutted him in the chest.
It was the chest. Yeah. So I was wrong. Yeah.
He headbutted him in the chest.
Yeah. No, that definitely though. Still.
And then they lost in the shootout.
Yeah.
And they lost the World Cup.
After all that too.
And he never played again.
I know. Oh, all over a headbutt. All over. I mean, what is another better way to close off your soccer career?
Probably winning the World Cup.
Okay. Other than winning the World Cup.
I mean, if he didn't headbutt that guy, maybe he would have won the World Cup.
I mean, Zidane went out headbutting someone. Beckham went out playing soccer in L.A.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll take headbutt over L.A. any day.
Exactly. L.A. Galaxy, the best soccer team in the galaxy. We kick balls all around the globe.
Yeah, the MLS is just a waste.
It really is, though. Like, I mean, I the intention is that it becomes a farm team for, like, better organizations, but no one gives a fuck about North America.
Yeah.
There's already so many clubs. Like, you go to England, it's insane.
Yeah.
I'll try to keep it short, is what was interesting to me is someone was saying that college football or college sports, like the NCAA, what if they treated the NCAA like amateur soccer in England? Like, rather than offer high wages, just give them, okay, you're on the team, you get like $5,000, ten grand a year, and just come to our practices and do whatever the fuck else you want.
Yeah.
And, like, that would be the best way to restructure college sports in North America. I was like, that would be cool.
Give them, like, a little bit of money.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it's your choice if you want to go to school or not. Either way, you're just an amateur athlete.
Yeah, I mean, you're not an amateur athlete.
Yeah, you are semi-pro.
Getting paid, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they do it with hockey here.
Yeah, but it's not in school, though. The whole thing is because they're supposed to be students first.
I know, and then that's where it starts getting sketchy, though, because they're students first, but then the school
makes fucking so much money off them.
Billions.
The fact that they make video games is, like, huge.
Exactly. And then the other video games, and then even the bowl names, right? It's like the Nokia Sugar Bowl, Doritos Whatever Bowl. It's like, fuck, there's a...
The NCAA makes so much fucking money.
That's like a good $10 million just to put the name on the fucking thing. And the students get none of it.
And then, like, most of those students never go pro.
Yeah.
And then end up being, like, car salesmen.
Because you're not teaching them, like...
Yeah, because they're students first, but they're just, like, in school, just, like, being, like, told. Like, if you're a star athlete on a college team, like, you don't go to class.
I saw an interview with Arian Foster, and he was saying exactly, like, the interesting point of, he was like, yeah, they give you a crash course in being an adult, and they teach you discipline and structure, but when you're in your early 20s, you're figuring out who you are. And he's like, you're literally, like, not only are you a celebrity, you're getting all of these things and being treated like a boss as a football player. It's like you're growing up in such a fucked up environment when you're supposed to be figuring out who you are.
Yeah.
Be insane. I couldn't even imagine that.
Oh, it's fucked up, dude.
Jesus. Professional sports player.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
Be a professional sports player?
Yeah, if you had the talent. If you had the talent, would you run
with
it?
We've been through this. I had the talent.
Yeah. The baseball?
Yeah. Just couldn't stop touching my dick.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right. No, I would probably, yeah. Yeah. So much money.
Because you used to really love baseball, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, if someone offered you like $60,000, you couldn't make MLB wages, but you'd make like $60,000 a year to play baseball. Would you take that?
Oh, yeah. In a heartbeat.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Now I see that.
Even if it was for like a year.
I'm getting real hesitant about all this concussion shit.
Yeah, but I'll play baseball.
Yeah, exactly. So baseball's good. Baseball's good.
But baseball's like a full... You can't like...
That's why. I would
say a lot of games.
The sports I played.
Yeah.
But baseball's like a good...
Baseball's pretty good.
Yeah.
I believe professional baseball.
Yeah.
Like, professional football, like, I'd fucking die.
I'm not. Now, yeah, now that I think about it, it's like, I don't think I want my kids to play football in the future. So the concussions are, like, probably did fuck
baseball.
Me up. Like, I got
baseball.
Lots of baseball. No concussions there. God just damn.
Fuck up your shoulder. That's about it.
Or you play pitcher and get it right in your face.
Yeah, right in the schnoz.
So, do you, as we finish this up, do you have any notable sports events that, like, didn't fit in our top list but are worth mentioning?
That are worth mentioning?
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to ask you about the best worst moments in sports.
Oh, best worst moments.
Like, the worst losses.
I mean, I went T.O. put them on the star. Terrell Owens.
I like that a lot.
And then just got smacked
got
by that guy.
Up.
That's like a best worst sports moment. And then the other football one I got in my pocket is DeSean Jackson.
Just dropping the ball on the 1 yard line?
Yeah, as he's running into the end zone and just fucking throws it away.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You know how much I got yelled at for that as a teenager? Like, not to do that? Like, we got hammered into us.
Yeah.
Like, don't do it, DeSean Jackson. Oh, God. What about you?
You probably never saw it, but the same thing basically happened in, like, a Dallas Stars game. It's, like, empty net. The guy went in to, like, just put in the empty net and missed. And then the other team picked up the puck and then, like, scored, and they lost.
Oh, jeez.
Because he just, like, half-assed the empty netter goal.
Did the guy, like, juke past the whole team to get the goal back, too? After the guy missed the open net shot?
No, it was, like, a nice play, like a passing play.
Okay. That's even worse because then the whole team shat on him, not just...
Yeah.
One guy.
Yeah. There's like 30 seconds left in the game or something. Just goes to like pot the empty netter and just like trips and misses. Someone scoops the puck up, passes up, goes into overtime, and then they lose in overtime.
Ooh. It's no fun.
Yeah.
It's no fun.
That was a good one.
This one just popped into my head. Do you remember that video of the Jays pitcher who hit like a pigeon as he was throwing the pitch?
You mean Randy Johnson?
I'm not the baseball guy. Yeah, Randy Johnson.
It wasn't a Jays pitcher.
Oh, well, it was a Jays game. Come on. Give me a break.
When Randy Johnson,
trying.
Yeah. When Randy Johnson had, like, a seagull.
Yeah, it was a seagull. I got literally every element of that wrong.
He was throwing a ball. Yeah. Maybe it could have been a pigeon. I think it was a seagull. But it was a bird.
It was probably a seagull. It makes more sense.
Yeah. It was a bird. Yeah. And he fucking smoked it.
Right. That would be so hard to do. That's insane.
They, like, had it on Mythbusters, I think. And they're like, it's like a 1 in a million chance. Like, they tried to recreate it, and they couldn't do it.
I seen that. They had a gas cannon filled with raw chickens. Yeah, and they couldn't hit the raw chicken once. You seen their YouTube channel? I'm going off on this.
On the Mythbusters now?
Yeah. Tested. It's called Tested. Adam Savage has his own YouTube channel. Yeah. It's way better when it's just Adam.
No, I didn't like mustache guy.
Fuck him. Jamie, mustache guy.
Walrus fuck.
They dabbled in him with a few videos like 2 years ago, and they just, like, he just fucking disappeared after. Like, they got too bored of him. But sidetrack. The last mentionable worst moment is Rhonda.
Reason Rhonda. Just getting the shit kicked out of her.
Getting the shit kicked out of her after talking so much shit.
So much shit.
Being a movie star and all that.
Thinking
crap.
She can have it all.
Oh, you couldn't. She got so distracted.
Yeah.
Is she still fucking with that, like...
That fighter who, like, beat the shit out of his girlfriend? Yeah, I think so.
So weird. It's so weird that you become, like, the top female fighter out of, like, feminine empowerment. And then as soon as you... get that position, your first thing is to, like, want to have a baby. Remember that statement where she put out? It's like, I just want to have his kids now. It's like, that's... Like, it's not in any demeaning means. It was just confusing that she had this goal to be the strongest lady, and then all of a sudden it just switched to maternal instincts. It's like, that you clearly you're not going to come back to be a good fighter.
No. I mean, she's done now. She's pooched.
Yeah.
Can't come back from that.
Not after the second comeback. Not after she fought the one that we saw with Christine.
Mm-mm. She got fucked right up.
Yeah, what was that girl's name again? The last fight?
Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey fought. She had the dope cornrows. Who did Ronda Rousey fight, Christine? That you watched when we were at the bar?
Christine doesn't even know her name.
Oh, she got it. She got it. Come on. Come on.
Not even
no?
close.
All right. Okay. Well, either way, she had a... I want to say... No, I don't know her name. Okay, fuck it.
Yeah. But she got fucked up, though.
Oh, yeah.
She got fucked up, though. Real fucked up. Was real embarrassing. Like, I felt uncomfortable watching that.
She was very uncomfortable. It was sad. She didn't... She was so... Like, I'm not too much of a fighting nerd, and it was like, she was just so stiff.
Yeah. Like, she was just, like, standing there, like... She's... Their whole thing is she's... Like a grappler, right?
Yeah.
You get someone who can just stand up and just kick the shit out of you before you can do anything. Someone who's that explosive, you can't.
Yeah. It's just a general sports rule. Like, be on your toes.
Yeah.
You're standing there and someone's coming at you to punch you in the face.
Yeah. You're
just going to stand there.
Oh, just tuck it.
Real quick. Who would win, Floyd or McGregor?
In a boxing match? Or a UFC match?
Do both boxing first.
I mean, they probably each win in their own fields.
Yeah.
It's kind of a dumb question.
You sure? Because McGregor doesn't
Who'd win, Tom Brady or fucking Mario Lemieux?
What?
Yeah, they'd each win in the fucking thing they're better at.
Then that's the... okay, so then no holds barred. No rules. No rules.
So it's probably closer to MMA. So probably still Conor McGregor.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's the fucking problem. That's why it's wacky.
Yeah, you can't compare boxing and MMA.
Yeah. No, especially when Floyd's the best defensive fighter, so it just has a whole other problem to the situation.
Yeah.
Beating the guy whose specialty is to counter.
Yeah.
So.
You can just, like, take him to the ground. As soon as you get an MMA, he, like, knows how to take guys to the ground.
Yeah. Like, some of the shit I was looking at, yeah, it's not only the takedowns, it's just the legs. Like,
the legs, yeah. He doesn't
kickbox. Like, as soon as you start kicking him in the shins.
Yeah,
like,
he's not ready for that.
Yeah, you're just going to fuck him up right away.
Catch him off guard, you kick him in the leg, and then you can just go ahead punches.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, he's going to be like, oh, what's going on with my shin down there?
Yeah. You're not used to having your fucking legs kicked out.
Yeah. It's just a whole other equation that, like, might not hurt him physically, but it's still fucking distracting. No, but it'll daze him enough to, like,
get in some good punches.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I do you think that fight will actually happen? Not that anyone cares about her opinion.
No, that fight will never happen.
Really? With their money, you don't think like someone will want the money from it?
No. Floyd would never do it.
If it happens, I think it's like a definitive moment for the UFC to like turn
oh,
to.
Oh, yeah. That's like super legitimizing.
Yeah. Well, not legitimizing. I think it makes it more like wrestling. Like it makes more of them like superstars.
Yeah.
Like, it makes McGregor more like Floyd. Like, they have their own pulling power as an athlete rather than, like, a member of the organization.
Yeah.
So that's what separates...
legitimizing.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's, like, a real sport, and it's, like, these guys are athletes in their own right. Rather than, like,
okay.
I'm just a part of this thing that All we right. do.
No, I could agree with that. I could agree with that.
Yeah, because I'm right.
You are right. You are right. So what's good now? What's good now?
Oh, we got a... Hold on, let me check the emails. We got question of the day today. Let me pull up,
In our emails?
In the emails.
From who?
Well, let me pull it up. I forget their name.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I hope they're kind.
Hope it's a nice they're pretty email. Kind. So this one is from Roshan.
Roshan?
Okay. Roshan. He's from Ghana.
Okay.
He says that in his email, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, love the show. I have a question for you. If you were to get rid of one Olympic sport, what Olympic sport would it be? Keep up the good work. Thank you, Roshan. That's a good question.
No, yeah, thank you so much, Roshan. Yeah. I appreciate that we have listeners in Ghana. That's fantastic.
No, it's just one.
Oh, just one? Just Roshan? One.
Yeah, I asked, and he's like, yeah, no, it's just me.
Did he slide into your DMs?
He did, yeah, they usually do. They always do.
I'm going to hit you with an email in a minute, boss. I just wanted to let you know you're pretty.
You're pretty. He's slid into my personal DMs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a whole other step right there. Shit.
So what Olympic sport would you get rid of, Bailey?
Motherfucking synchronized swimming.
That's a good one, though.
It's an art, bro. Like, that's a sport. I respect it as an art. It's an art, not a sport.
That's a sport.
No, it's an art. Like, there's other arts that take physical ability. Like, why then dancing should be in the Olympics? Like, all dancing.
All dancing.
Yeah, you can't just have, like interpretive dance and synchronized swimming.
Yeah,
like,
synchronized swimming is pretty fucking dumb.
Yeah, like I will respect that. Like, yes, it takes physical ability to make it look cool, but like, what else are we rating that on? Like, gymnastics is about your execution of the process.
What about like synchronized diving? It's pretty much the same shit.
Because it's the technicality. Like, you have to describe, unless it's freestyle diving, you have to do a specific type to the best of your ability, right? I could be wrong.
No, but they pretty much do whatever they want. Like, there's specific ones that are like regular ones that they do.
Okay. Then I guess it could be an earn.
Christine Bailey says synchronized swimming is not a sport.
I am recognizing it as an art and saying it's hard.
It's
don't think.
Is it a sport? It's a sport.
Like, I recognize it as, like, challenging and as an art, but...
I have a friend who does it, and it's pretty...
Is she an athlete?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty fit. It's, like...
But do you feel it deserves to be in the Olympics?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, you're wrong.
All right, I'll take that. What do you think should be out?
Weightlifting.
Like,
I hate weightlifting.
Like, specifically
all of
fucking
them.
All of them?
All the fucking... Well, it's like, look, I'm going to pick up this heavy thing. Oh, I picked up the heavy... That's not a fucking sport. It's like a parlor trick, you know?
So shot put two, then? Does shot put fit in the...
Shot put was, like, my second choice.
Like throwing away.
Because I fucking hate shot put two.
Shot put as well.
But it's like, it's cool because there's, like, technique into it.
Yeah.
Weightlifting is like, I'm going to pick up this heavy thing. I'm going to pick up a heavier thing than
it's
you're going to pick up.
A lot of technique. You've seen the videos of the dudes that snap their backs? It's not fun.
Yeah, but that's because they picked up a heavy thing they couldn't pick up.
It's very true. But with bad technique,
with
the
bad
coach
technique.
Would argue. And so then the technique is what you're judging. Which is then...
But you're not... No. No. But it's not like a... It's not like a scale, you know? It's like either you did the thing or you didn't do the thing.
No, they could... Judged on how clean their...
No.
This is why I hate weightlifting terms. They get judged on how clean their jerk
is. No, they
is.
Don't. You either successfully did it or you didn't successfully do it.
Really?
It's not a point system.
Okay.
You either did it or you didn't do it.
Then
if you do it wrong, you have to try again.
Then I agree with you.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's not a fucking...
I thought they judged you on how clean the...
It'd be like if they had... I don't know, another example. But like...
It'd be like if you had shot put and they also added points on how cool your shot put throw looked. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. It'd be like, who can throw the heaviest rock?
Yeah. And
it's not about, like...
Look cool.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, okay.
Just fucking lift the thing. It's like, oh, I lifted the heaviest thing. Give me a gold fucking medal. Look how heavy that thing was I picked up.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
It's not a sport. That's, like, the least of a sport.
Yeah.
Again, like, they're phenomenal. Like,
well,
they're...
wouldn't it be the same thing with running, then? Because then, like, a long-distance runner is essentially just completing the same task for a fucking hour and a half, and he's the one that can do it for the longest.
Yeah, marathons are pretty fucking dumb. But, like...
Like, all the Kenyans winning those goddamn races?
Yeah, they're always so tiny, too. Those dudes are fucking small.
It's insane. I just always think of their training regimen. Like, if that's
They just run all day, every day.
Hours, like time-wise, like literally time-wise. If he's going full bore for 2 hours in the Olympics, that means his normal jog is going to take him like 6 hours, like 4 hours. Obviously not six.
I feel like they do a lot more condition training.
I would fucking
probably do like
so.
Suicides and shit. I don't know. Maybe weight training. But they probably do a lot of like, they put like weights on and then run.
Like, I've been to South Africa, I've traveled, I've been to Jamaica, all that stuff, and I've taught at schools, fun stuff. But
yeah,
like,
just plug yourself.
I wanted to make the disclaimer of, like, no offense, but what are the training facilities for the Kenyan athletes?
But they're running. Why do you need training facilities?
So you think they just run in, like, the Kenyan land?
In the Kenyan land. I'm sure they have, like an Olympic program still.
Yeah, but do you think they make that much money off of it? Like, do you think they have enough to have an Olympic facility?
Probably they have, like, a track. It's not like they're...
Because I went to where Usain Bolt trains. Like, I was playing soccer on the same field, and it's just a university field because they don't have an Olympic facility.
Yeah.
It's just the same.
Yeah.
Their university
shares. So what's wrong
with
that?
So you think Kenya's, the university just shares it with their long-distance...
Maybe. I couldn't tell you. But I wouldn't be surprised.
You're supposed to be a wealth of knowledge, Jeff. Why do you not know about Kenyan Olympic facilities?
Okay, so the Kenyan Olympic facility was founded in 1993.
Oh, okay. The year we were both born.
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
That's the first year that popped into my head. But
you fucking narcissistic bastard.
I was thinking of your birthday, actually, but that's fine.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not
joking. Yeah, no, fucking weightlifting is so much stupider than fucking synchronized swimming.
Yeah, I agree.
What's the most important Olympic sport?
Most important? The decathlon.
Why the fuck is it the decathlon?
Is the decathlon the one on the skis or on the track? Decathlon's the one on the track, right?
On the track.
Yeah.
What do you mean by on the track?
Because the one, what's it called when you're skiing and then you do the shooting and then you do more skiing?
The biathlon?
Yeah, okay. I wanted to make sure I'm not mixing up with that. The decathlon, because
that has its own name, I think, actually. I don't know,
but
I like that one.
That one is okay, too.
It's weird as fuck that someone came up with that, but
yeah, I would love to specialize in that, but the decathlon, because the decathlon is the classic Olympic sport.
Like, yeah.
You do the hurdles, you do the sprints, you do the fucking long jump, and if you don't do them all good, then you don't win.
Then you don't win. Yeah.
It's like the
epitome. Yeah, it's pretty classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
How about you?
It's probably the same.
Same?
You're very convincing.
Yeah, thank you.
What are Olympic sports? Summer Olympics are just fucking lame, you know?
Like kayaking. I don't think it needs to be in there.
Fucking rowing?
Rowing makes sense because it's like a team sport. You're going down a straight alley.
Yeah.
But like the
kayaking's pretty weird.
Because the course is different every time. It's not standardized.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me.
I don't like biking, to be honest. Biking upsets me.
It's better than fucking speed walking, at least.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That's the one. That's the one that should be a fucking sport. Probably even beats weightlifting.
I do. Probably.
Fuck.
Fucking speed walking.
Stop fucking talking about all of them. I'm getting upset about all these dumb sports.
I'm getting real sassy.
Would you rather have a question for you?
Okay.
I've been thinking about how fucking... I don't even know my answer.
Yeah.
Would you rather have teeth where your pubic hair is or pubic hair teeth are?
Like... A prefix to all of this is, do I have to experience the pain of whichever answer I choose?
What do you mean by the pain? Like the physical pain of it?
Yeah, of like the transplant happening.
No, you're born this way.
You're born this way.
Yeah.
Okay. So, just because I'm a fat ass and I love food, I'm going to choose. I want the people teeth.
You want people teeth?
Yeah, I want people teeth. So what does that
so
mean?
So you also have teeth for pubes.
So I got teeth for pubes if I have people teeth.
Yeah.
Can I, like, trim my teeth?
No, they're teeth.
But it would be cool. Yeah, I'm going with teeth. Because then the teeth for pube would make, like, a cool, like, Squirtle shell. And
what?
It's not like they would jab out. They would all just kind of layer down. You just look like a lizard, but with teeth. You're suggesting that, like, rather than pubes, you just have a bunch of little pointy teeth just fucking stabbing out.
Yeah. They're teeth. They grow out of, like, hair follicles, like a hair would. But they're teeth.
That's a little terrifying, then.
Yeah.
It's a little terrifying.
Yeah.
So, teeth as pubes or pubes as teeth?
Teeth as pubes or pubes as teeth. So, if you have pubes as teeth...
I'm gonna take the bite quite literally and do stick with my teeth.
You're sticking with
I'm gonna stick
teeth
with
for pubes?
Because I just love food. And
would
I,
you brush them?
With the teeth down there? Oh yeah, because like I mean, if you got teeth for pubes and your pube teeth are yellow, like you got a fucking problem. Like you're already weird enough. The least you can do is have them as
get
white.
Get some Crest white strips.
Yeah, yeah. The least you can do is keep those fucking teeth white.
All right.
You got like molars or you got like incisors? Are those the same thing? Molars or the eye teeth or the front teeth? Eye teeth.
Eye teeth.
Yeah. Eye teeth are your square teeth.
Eye teeth?
Yeah.
That's not a thing. You just made that up.
No, yeah. I didn't. I know because I have the extra fangs.
Molars and incisors are not the same thing.
Incisors are the fangs, then. What incisors? You don't know.
All right, so that's our episode for this week.
What? I'm fine. There's a legitimate value. Fine.
Is there value to your fucking... Eye teeth is not a thing.
Eye teeth are a thing, but
eye teeth.
Ahead.
Like EYE teeth?
No, like eye.
Like eye is in like for eye, like incisor.
Stands for something.
Stands for incisor.
So I was right the first. Okay, all right. Like, yeah, no, fine. Move on if I'm being a fool. So, anyways. He's just staring at me. You going to talk, Jeffrey? Are you going to play the piano at least?
No, not that. You told me I'm not allowed to play the piano this week.
I didn't say it. When the fuck did I say
that? Or did Christine say that? I think Christine said
that. I love the piano.
Anyway, that's our episode for this week. Where can people find us on the social medias, Bailey?
People can find us on the social medias at facebook.com/thingsthatarenews. At the YouTube links you will find on that site, because we don't have a unique URL yet, so you should subscribe.
You should probably subscribe.
And just like Rogue
Just
Star,
like make multiple accounts and subscribe.
Yeah, multiple. And then when you view the video, open an incognito window and refresh every 5 minutes. And then we'll get some more views. And then just like Roshan, who provided us with the quite witty and challenging question this
week.
That was
a good question, Roshan.
Oh, thank you, Roshan. Shouts to Roshan.
Shouts to Roshan.
The homie in Ghana.
Ghana.
Yeah. Please email us at thingsthatarenews@gmail.com.
Or slide into the DMs of the Instagram.
Yeah, and Jeff does a wonderful job with it.
I do a good job.
Yes. So yeah. Instagram.com/thingsthatarenews.
Is that how it works?
Yes.
Or you can call me.
You can call him at
1-800-BARELY-LEGAL-TEENS.
LickLickLickMyBalls.com.
That's inappropriate.
No. That's
next week we barely have legal special guest.
Fuck off.
We should talk about they're legal. Just barely, but
just barely, but they are okay.
BarelyLegalTeens.edu/things-that-are-news/BarelyLegalTeens.
Okay, all right. That takes the nomenclature out of it. All right.
The nomenclature.
I just used a random big word there. So who's on our podcast next week, Jeff?
I am.
Oh, shit, you are. What a surprise.
I mean, I might have plans. But also...
What?
I was doing a bit.
Okay.
Are you upset? I'll be here. It's fine. Okay. I live here. I'll probably be here. Show up, I'll probably be here.
Okay, then who we got? Who we
got our special guest, Dev Das.
Devinant Das?
Devinant Das.
Yeah, we're going to bring him on, and what are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about the best drinking time story we've ever done or had.
You're not adding to your defense of not being a robot.
Was that really robotic?
Whatever we have done or had.
That just sound like Siri?
A lot, but... Thank you, Dev. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, tune in next week. That'll be a good time. Yeah. Until then, this has been Things That Are News.
And we're signing off
with
some music.
We're signing off with...